Nearly 2,000 protesters overrun the airport in Arequipa, Peru's second largest city. They blocked access and clashed with police. Main highways in several regions remained blocked. Peru's political turmoil is growing, with people protesting in large and small cities, in the center, south, and north of the country. For some, the demonstrations have turned deadly. The family of 17-year-old Beckham Romario Quispe is devastated by his death.
My mother is very hurt because he has been killed like in a slaughterhouse. He was a student, an athlete. My mom wants justice.
On Monday, flights were cancelled, bus terminals closed. Tourism officials say 1 million passengers have been affected. Castillo freedom, they shout, in front of the jail where former President Pedro Castillo is under arrest following last week's failed coup. Castillo's allies say he is the legitimate president, not Dina Boluarte.
Dina Boluarte must resign. She is the one who perpetrated a coup. She was a leftist and now she sold herself to the right.
From his cell, Castillo said in a handwritten letter that he's been kidnapped, mistreated, humiliated, and accused Boluarte of stealing the presidency. In a message on national TV early Monday, only 5 days after being sworn in, the new president said she will send a bill to Congress advancing elections to April 2024, 2 years before she should finish her term.
Many people here are supporters of former President Pedro Castillo, and they say that whatever Dina Boluarte says or does, they will not believe in her because they call her a traitor.
These protesters say Boluarte must resign and Castillo should come back.
We want another election. We want the president to be reinstated because he is unjustly imprisoned.
Peru has been immersed in political turmoil with six presidents since 2016. Now most protesters are demanding that new general elections are simply not enough. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.